after I had spent some time, now with him, and now without, one day after communion, I felt more intimately united to him. He asked me various questions, as for example, if I loved him, if I was ready to do what he wanted, even the sacrifice of my life for love of him. He also said to me, "And you, tell me what you want. If you are ready to do what I want, I too will do what you want." I saw myself all confused. I could not understand that way of operating of his. But with time, I understood that that way of acting is when he wants to dispose the soul to new and heavy crosses. And he knows how to draw her close to himself with those stratagems that the soul does not dare to oppose what he wants. So I said to him, "Yes, I love you. But you tell me yourself, can I find anything more beautiful, more holy, more lovable than you? And then, why ask me if I am ready to do what you want, when it has been so long since I delivered my will to you, and I prayed you not to spare me, even tearing me to pieces, as long as I may give you pleasure? I abandon myself in you, O Holy Spouse. Operate freely. Do with me whatever you want. Give me your grace, for by myself I am nothing and can do nothing." And he repeated to me, "Are you truly ready for anything I want?" I saw myself more confused, annihilated, and I said, "Yes, I am ready," but almost trembling. And he, compassionating me, continued to tell me, "Do not fear. I will be your strength. It is not you who will suffer, but I myself will suffer and fight within you. See, I want to purify your soul from every slightest spot which might hinder my love in you. I want to test your faithfulness. But how can I see if this is true other than by placing you in the midst of the battle? Know then that I want to put you in the midst of demons. I will give them freedom to torment you and to tempt you, so that after you have fought the virtues with the opposite vices, you may already find yourself in possession of those very virtues which you think you're losing. And then your soul purged, embellished, enriched will be like a king returning victorious from a most fierce war, who, while he thought he would lose what he possessed, comes back more glorious and filled with immense riches. Then will I come. I will form in you my dwelling, and we will be always together. It is true that your state will be painful. The demons will give you no more peace, either at daytime or at night. They will always be in act of waging a most fierce war against you. But you always keep your aim at what I want to make of you, that is, making you similar to me. And at the fact that you will not be able to arrive at this other than by means of many and great tribulations. In this way, you will have more courage to bear the pains.